Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arim Yaakov Shalom, Le'Abba Sitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis. Throughout the Daf, the Gemara speaks about Bo Bemachteres, a thief who is digging a tunnel to get into the house of a owner. He's considered to be a roidef, and you kill him. The reason why you could kill him, because he's eventually going to kill the Baal HaBayis. So he's a roidef. But as the Achronim point out, the idea of Bo Machteres is different than roidef. It has maybe the same halachas or similar concepts of roidef, but it's not exactly the same. The deal comes ready from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vov, when he speaks about a roidef, someone who runs after somebody else to kill him. So the Rambam says that a roidef achar chaver lehorgoi, Hare kol Yisrael mitzuvim lahatzil anirdaf miyad haroidef, filu benafsho shoroidef. It's a mitzvah to come and save the nirdaf. And if you have to kill the roidef, it's a mitzvah to kill him. But when the Rambam speaks about Bo Machteres, so the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, he says over there, v'rishus yesh lekol lehorgoi. Everybody has permission to kill him. Not that it's a mitzvah to kill him. So the Achronim, the Afikiyam, and many others say, point out from here, that you see the Bo Machteres is different than Roidef. Roidef, there's a mitzvah to kill him. Bo Machteres, not necessarily. And what's the Pshat? The Pshat, the Pasha Pshat, where it starts from, is the way the Rishayim already point out, the Ran and the Rama. A Bo Machteres is not coming to kill. He's coming to steal. Just as the Mishnah says, that his Nidra L'Shem Soifoi, eventually, when the Baal HaBayis will come and fight him and try to stop him, so then he's going to kill. So in a sense, if the Baal HaBayis would not stop him, if the Baal HaBayis would just leave the house, so then the Baal Machteres would not kill anybody. So you could have thought that maybe there's no permission to go and kill him. He's not a real roidef. You're going to turn him into a roidef by fighting him. So the chiddush is, the gzeras hakosov is, that the Baal HaBayis, and not only Baal HaBayis, but everybody else, has a rishus to kill him, and he has a din of a roidef, that the Baal HaBayis doesn't have the obligation to leave his house and not protect his property. He has the rishus to protect his property to the extent that he creates here a roidef. And the oimik is, the way it comes out from the Achronim, that seems to be the machshava behind the idea of Bo Machteres, is that by roidef, the main theme is, you're coming to save the nirdaf. While Baba Machteres, the nirdaf doesn't have to be saved. You could just tell him to leave. So the main thing about Machteres is a punishment. It's a oinish. You're punishing Baba Machteres for coming to Machteres. Yes, there's a Reb Chaim Brisker that says that even by roidef is meduk from the Rambam, it's also a punishment. But the definition there is that the punishment depends on the fact that you're saving the nirdaf. It has to depend on that. But Bo Machteres is a punishment on its own. And that's very clear from the sugya. For different points that we see in the sugya. The Gemara has a Havamina that in Shabbos you can't kill Bo Machteres. Why not? You have to save the Baal HaBayis. But the answer is, the Bo Machteres, there's no point in saving the Baal HaBayis. HaBayis can just run away. Bo Machteres, you're killing him as a punishment. Similarly, the Gemara wants to say maybe the Bo Machteres can be killed only by Baal HaBayis. Only the Baal HaBayis himself can kill him, not anybody else. What kind of Havamin is that? How are you going to save the Baal HaBayis? Because again, Bo Machteres is not a regular roidef. It's a punishment for the fact that he put himself in that situation, that it will turn him to be a roidef. And the Gemara needs a special limud to teach me that he could kill the Bo Machteres, not only with a sword, but other ways as well. Why would you need a pasuk for that? You need to save the near death. You need to save the Baal HaBayis. But it's clear from the sugyo, the Baal Machteres is not to save the near death. The Baal HaBayis has other ways to get out, but it's a punishment for the roidef. And a little bit of pi kabbalah is the mashmos that comes from Rabbi Seinu, the pshat is, the Baal Machteres represents that the koiches of bad in the world, koiches of ra in the world, kayadua, they cannot survive without taking hashpa from the Kedusha. Kedusha, Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's what gives sustenance to the world. Koiches hara, all the bad, all the sitracho, needs to come in biyoinik, that needs to come in nurture from the Kedusha. So how do they do that? Says the Ritbaz, they come and they do a chatira, they do a machteres, and they steal the Kedusha. Poor Machteris always represents stealing the source of life to something that doesn't deserve it. So it seems a Ganav who comes by Machteris, or something similar to that, he represents these Koiches around the world. He's a reflection of those powers. And therefore, he's Chayav Miso. If anyone who connects to that level of bad is Chayav Miso. Similar to Ben Tzoyer and Moira, Nidon Shem Soifer, because he belongs, he puts himself on that path that is going in the wrong direction. Agana of Baba Machteres, he's Mesamel, he resembles this Koiches Hara that is stealing from the Gdusho, and anyone who associates himself with that is Chayav Miso. It's a punishment in the fact that he put himself into. Anyone who wants to join a Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.